The ceiling is via remote. I'm Laurel Simon. A large explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon on Tuesday, according to videos from witnesses. The blast occurred in a port area and ripped through several areas of the city, shattering windows and doors, the witnesses and news reports said. The explosion came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group, suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader Rafiq Hariri in a truck bombing 15 years ago, causing regional upheaval. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday that could shake the country again. The United States on Tuesday successfully tested an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile called ICBM and a launch directed from an airborne command center, the U.S. Air Force said. The missile was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, traveling 6,700 kilometers or 4,200 miles over the Pacific Ocean before landing in the sea near the Marshall Islands. The Air Force said the test demonstrates that the United States nuclear deterrent is safe, secure, reliable, and effective, but added that the test launches were not a response or reaction to events or regional tensions. The Minuteman III has been the only surface-to-air missile in the U.S. nuclear arsenal since 2005. Well, it sounds like something out of a movie, but the Australian Defense Department said three Micronesian sailors have been rescued from a tiny Pacific island after the large distress signal they wrote in the sand was spotted from above. The Defense Department said the men had been missing in the Micronesian archipelago for nearly 3 days when their SOS distress signal was spotted Sunday on uninhabited Pigalot Island by both Australian and U.S. aircraft. SOS is an internationally recognized distress signal that originated from Morse code and means save our ship or save our souls. Officials said the men apparently set out in a 7-meter boat on July 30th and ran out of fuel. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people infected with the coronavirus in Australia's worst-hit state, Victoria, have been caught disobeying stay-at-home orders, and authorities say this is prompting tougher fines. Some 800 infected people, or more than 25% of those who got a door knock across Victoria, were not at home when authorities conducted recent checks. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, calls this, quote, completely unacceptable, end quote. The pandemic has killed over 695,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year, and more than 18.3 million people are infected, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the most deaths with over 155,000, followed by Brazil with more than 94,000, Mexico with over 48,000, Britain with more than 46,000, and India with over 38,000 fatalities. The European Commission launched an in-depth investigation Tuesday into whether U.S. tech giant Google's planned $2.1 billion purchase of smartwatch maker Fitbit would give it an unfair market advantage. In November last year, Google announced it had reached agreement to buy Fitbit, which produces wearable fitness trackers and watches that communicate with a health monitoring app. But Google also produces an operating system for smartwatches, and Brussels is concerned that acquiring Fitbit's user data will strengthen its already powerful position in targeted advertising. Reacting to the decision, a Google spokesperson said that the company had bought Fitbit for its wearable technology, not its users' fitness data. Afghan authorities were searching Tuesday for about 270 inmates, mostly Islamic State fighters, who remained on the loose after they escaped during a deadly prison raid. At least 29 people were killed when Islamic State, or IS, gunmen attacked the facility in Jalalabad on Sunday, with fierce fighting lasting until Monday afternoon. More than 1,300 inmates tried to escape, a senior Afghan security official told AFP on condition of anonymity, but most were either swiftly rearrested or surrendered when surrounded by security forces. The IS prison raid came a day after Afghanistan's intelligence agency announced the killing of a top IS commander near Jalalabad. The prison raid shattered the relative calm of the final day of a 3-day ceasefire between the Taliban and Afghan forces. IS was not a part of the truce. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.